Welcome to Our Story, the podcast. Every month, Pastor Mark from Harmony Toluca Lake sits down with a guest to discuss their journey of faith from an inclusive, affirming point of view. These personal stories are part of a colorful tapestry of individual life experiences that transcend the boundaries of church by connecting us all together, collectively, through faith, hope, and love. This is Our Story.
Hey everyone, Pastor Mark here with Harmony Toluca Lake, an affirming faith community and second campus of Hollywood United Methodist Church. And welcome to Our Story, the podcast. And today we have the great pleasure of having a conversation with one of Harmony's favorite members. She is so awesome and we love her so much. And this, friends, is Sandy Lee. Yay!
Hey, everyone!
Oh, gosh, Sandy, it's a joy. You bring such joy to Harmony, and I think to all the lives. You touch so many lives. And so this is going to be a great conversation. But I just want our listening audience to know that Sandy is a multifaceted individual. She is a mother, a grandmother. She's an unpublished author and an artist, and I want to show you this book that she gifted me. This is about her grandfather, Ki Bung, and it's a direct history for her family in which she tells about her grandfather, who was the first believer in Korea. And I love this gift. Thank you, Sandy, so much. And she designed this as well. So in addition, oh my goodness, so many different kind of jobs, from wholesaling buttons to selling used cars to owning a tutoring center and working as a paralegal. She's done it all, but she's done it all for her family throughout these many years. And as a third generation United Methodist, which we're going to learn more about, Sandy brings about her diverse experiences to not only Harmony Faith Community, but also to the world in which there is much compassion and wisdom. So thank you for being with us. All right. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Given your expanse of life, what for you is the most beautiful place that you've ever been to, or a place that you dream of going to someday?
Well, you know, when I was very young, beautiful girl, like 19 years old, right? I just, attended the university. Then it was a first trip. Then all my classmates together. The one place, I forgot the name of the place, but that was so beautiful. The scenery is unbelievable beautiful. Mm. It was probably was springtime, and then all the big trees and the white flowers going and down rain and wind together is like something like beautiful. And I remember that day. So that's the most beautiful. I never see that the picture in my mind.
Oh,
it's like 50 years ago.
Wow. And to have that still be with you.
Right.
Very impactful.
Yes.
Wow.
So beautiful. Yeah, I cannot explain where.
Wow. Well, so going back to your childhood in Korea.
Right.
Who was the first person for you who created a memory of God?
I remember when I was like 5 or 6 years old, of course I attended church every Sunday. So one of the preschool teacher, Sunday school teacher, told about the God. Yeah, I think so. That's the first memory I remembered about the God.
And so what was your concept of God at that time?
It's like she explained, you know, God is mighty, God is strong. I feel like, Genie and Aladdin, so the cartoon movie Aladdin. So whatever I need, God showed and they gave me everything. You know? Yeah.
So is it like a genie in a bottle?
Right.
Oh, wow. So when did you had that concept change in your mind that God wasn't
right,
a genie.
Right. So I remember when I was a teenager, right, I still attended of course church. Then if I have a conflict with friends, you know, I cannot tell anyone, then I feel like to pray to God, God is my close friend. So whatever I have something hard time in my mind, and then I could tell the God to anything I want to hear.
Mm.
Yeah. So that time, God is my best friend, I think.
Ah, okay.
Right.
So a shift in thinking from genie
right,
to friend.
Friends, right.
So more relational.
Right. I think so.
Yeah. Did you ever think of God as being a man?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my life is starting very hard when I immigrant here. And then I brought my husband here. We met in the church, actually my hometown church. I was 15. So I knew that maybe I knew everything about him, right? And I brought him here. I came here first. Then he's a totally different person.
Mm.
I can't explain. He's a totally different person. It's really. So my mind is very hard. That's the time I really prayer to God very hard. But, you know, I cannot tell the whole the stories. It's like a so dramatic stories, right? Then when I through that hardship, I feel like my creator is my husband or my love, my lover.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the husband makes me so hard, right? Very hard, right? So in that time, I feel like he's my husband, he's my lover.
Mm.
Of course, I'm different. I don't think the same feelings right now, but yeah, at that time, yeah, I was like that, yeah.
When did that, so when did that shift for you? That's very powerful, I'm just taking that in, is having the troubles that you had with
right.
your marriage,
right.
and then you're looking at God now as the husband that you
right.
want.
Right, right.
That will care for you and is
right.
compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
When did the shift, did anything shift after that for you and how you looked at God?
Right, it changed. Now, then actually he left me. My kids were very young.
Mm.
Joy was 4 years old and Justin was 2.5 years old. He left the home, just step out and never come back.
Mm.
First, a kind of addiction, you know. Yeah, he has a very bad three addictions, right?
Mm.
Right. So I started meditating the morning and night very deeply, and I talked to God. And my feelings so hard, right? And I really don't like to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you know, real feelings is hate, right? I hate my angry, right? So I started prayer like, please help me to not hate him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's the time my creator is not my husband or my friends. Actually, God, I feel it. Actually, he is my creator. Before, of course, I read the Bible or heard some stories about that, but I never feel it, you know. But studying, I deeply pray to God, then I really feel that he's a creator.
Interesting. So we'll get more into that shift in your life. I want to go back to your childhood, because you and I have talked before,
right,
so
right, right. Yeah.
I know one of your spiritual heroes
right.
is your grandfather.
Yes.
How did that come about? When did you learn about your grandfather?
Actually, you know, we didn't meet each other because
mm-hmm.
He died before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
But my families respect him a lot. So when we have a memorial service for him, all of my family told about his story. especially my mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard so many, many, many stories, like more than 50 stories, you know. Then I start, wow, he's really awesome human being, right? I really like to be him. So he became my mentor. So I, when I meditate, I talk to him. Mm-hmm. Grandpa, you never see me, you know? Uh-huh. But I like to talk to you. I really like to follow you like that, yeah.
Do you feel like your grandfather's spirit is
right, he talked to me, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so he's looking out after you.
Right.
Mm. What is one of the stories that you heard about your granddad that resonated with you, was powerful? Because he was the first believer in your family,
right,
and this is in Korea.
Right. You know, the story is it's really unbelievable. Just he's a normal, ordinary man, right? He liked friends. He drink a lot. He's smoking. And then they play with, you know, the other friends, many friends. But when he met the missionary from the UMC, he changed his life. Mm-hmm. Totally he changed. He's a new person, new creation. Mm. So he became it's like a little Jesus. Actually, though, in my hometown villagers, you know, they tell them that he is a little Jesus.
So they called him little Jesus.
Little Jesus, yes.
Huh.
His thing is that, you know, when we have some kind of a hard situation, we think their way, you know. If the Jesus is here, what is supposed to do, right? What we do, right? But he did everything that way. Mm. Everything that way. So, of course, I cannot do that, but I'm trying really follow him. I'm trying. It's hard.
So I bet you heard a lot of stories from many people about your grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He must have been well respected.
Right. He's a really big man in that. It's a small village, you know. And then most of them, of course, they respect him a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that not only then started with him, so the fire was within him to become a believer in Jesus Christ and follow Christ, but to give up the
everything,
previous,
right.
give up everything that he was to become a better person, better man, a better husband.
Right.
But then that also inspired other family members, correct?
Yes.
Did you have a couple of pastors in your family?
Yes, my sister, my brother, my nephew, and then I have so many pastors, relatives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After they go to that church, my hometown church, then we become all like a pastor, senior.
Uh-huh. So it was almost like your granddad was the one that caught the fire, strangely warmed in his heart, which then led to them taking the next steps.
Because he established two churches.
Oh.
So people, they attend the church, then become a pastor later.
Ah, okay. So he helped plant churches.
I think so, yes.
Oh, but as a layperson.
Mm-hmm. Right. He wasn't pastor. He was just,
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, so I love how you're talking about that. When did you move to the United States?
It's right after I graduated university. It was in 1976.
Okay. Well, you went to university. What did you study?
Studying in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
It's studying 1971 to 1975, yeah.
Uh-huh. But what were your majors?
Majors in history.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got married?
Yes, married.
Were you married in university or soon after?
After.
Okay. And then you moved to California first?
I came here first, right.
Mm-hmm. And why did you come to the United States? What drew you here?
You know, one of my brother came here around 1960. Then when he became a citizen, then he just made a paper So, you know, the invite all the whole families, right? But we didn't think about the immigrant here, right? Then I have a big family, and then two families came here first. Then everybody think, oh, maybe we better go USA because, you know, we could give them the better education for their kids, you know. Mm. So one by one, and the whole family moved here.
Wow.
We have, my parents have 10 kids, 5 sons, 5 daughters. And I am the 10th. I'm the last one. And all family here. One live in Japan, and then 9 of them immigrant here. Yeah.
How was that experience for you when you came here?
Mm-hmm. It was a great country. And then everything is so different, you know, around the 1970. But the problem is English, right? The language is very, very hard to learn, you know. But like 48 years passed, I don't think I'm Korean right now, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, I'm. Of course, I still have a language problem, but I think I am half Korean, half American. Yeah.
Well, you do a great job.
I think that way now.
Yeah. Well, so you came here to the United States. Your husband then follows.
Right.
You had mentioned that there were difficulties. He sort of became a different person. Mm-hmm. And that is amazing, the story that you shared earlier about how the mistreatment and then also leaving you with two children.
Right, very young children, yes.
How did you not remain bitter about that?
You know, I felt that way. If I have a bit on my mind, it's bad for me, right? Mm. It's very bad for me. So I always prayed, you know, not hate him. Please, God, not hate him like that.
Right.
Yeah, so I prayed for him like 3 years. Mm-hmm. Then it was in the morning. I deeply prayed to God and I talked to him. And then I got answer that day. And he said, okay, don't pray that anymore, but that's nothing. See, you are my precious daughter. He is my son too. So you don't have to have that feeling. You know, you always talk to me, but he left me. He never talked to me. So he's not a person you hate. He is a person just feel like, you know, the little boy. Mm-hmm. So you just feel like he is a little boy. He still doesn't get many things, you know. So after that, all the bitter feelings go away.
So you were able to let go?
Right. That day, I was free.
Wow. How'd that feel?
Feel free. Feel free. So after that, I never have any problem with anyone. The relationship is very easy to me. Because with him, we married with two kids, right? I met him when I was 15. Then I solved the problem. But after I have another person, you know, to make some kind of a relationship, right? It's nothing. It's not hard, you know. Mm-hmm. Even we have conflicts, that's nothing. So I think I have a very, very important skill how to endure the hardships, you know, Aidan. Yeah.
So you endured those hardships as a single mother. Mm-hmm. With two young children.
Right, and he never visit. Can you believe that?
Mm.
He doesn't support, he never visit. And
did he provide any support?
No, nothing. So I did myself everything, but if I still have a bit of feelings, maybe my kids cannot grow like that. you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So you wanted to set an example for them.
Right, right. So I was free, then I could, I have a capable to be a good mom because I don't hate my ex-husband, yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So as a single mother raising those children, I heard from your daughter, Joy, right. who shared with me mm-hmm. that you made sacrifices for them.
No, they think that way, but it's not sacrifice, you know. I never think about that as a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so. I just try my best. Yeah. But they said, oh, mom, if you meet someone good man, then we don't feel that way. But I don't see any good men out there. If I found, of course, I could have a date or something, but I don't see anyone who really liked with me, you know. So that's not a sacrifice. It's
right.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you also wanted to be picky about who you would have in your life.
Yeah.
Because those are your two children.
Right, right. Yeah.
But Sandy, it's amazing to me that as a single mother, you're raising these two young children and you're doing all these things. You are letting go of hate mm-hmm. and bitterness
right.
to replace that with love and compassion.
Yes.
That is a great story, but just the way you and an example on how we should live our lives.
Right.
What an honor just to be able to talk with you about that. Thank you again for being open enough to share that with us and me. But I also heard from Joy that she said you did everything possible to attend all of their programs.
Yes. Yes. Because children is my number one priority, right? Mm-hmm. So I attend everything. Every event, yes.
So how did church come into play at this point in your life? You were still going to church.
Yes, of course, every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Even Korean church is not every Sunday. You know, we have a Friday service, and then we have every down meeting prayer in the morning, like 6 o'clock every morning. Yeah, we have. And sometimes the Wednesday service. Sometimes we have a small group meeting, like every week.
So you were going to all these church
yes.
activities.
Uh-huh, yes.
In addition to going to their yeah. programs.
Yes, I'm busy. I was busy.
Yeah, I was going to say busy. Yeah. When did you sleep?
Yeah, I was. No, yeah. I was very busy schedule. That's why I have to pray in the morning, you know. My schedule is so many, right?
Mm-hmm.
So many schedules I have to go. But if I don't pray, I have to follow the schedule, and then there is no me.
Mm.
But when I pray, I control the schedule. I feel that way.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the morning prayer is very important to me, my life.
So it set the tone.
Right.
The morning prayer. Do you still do morning prayers?
Yes.
So it sets the tone for the rest of your day.
Yes.
I do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Before I start my day, right. I do morning prayers,
yes.
give gratitude,
mm-hmm.
and sets the tone.
Right.
Yes.
So it's not hard. People think, you know, that is you have such a hard life. I never, ever think about my life is hard.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy. Even busy, I was very, very happy all the time. I'm happy girl. Yeah.
Well, you love your family so much. It just... You see it. You exude love.
Yes.
And that's such a blessing. So you've got the kids. You're the single mom. You're going to church. A shift, though, happened for you with church. Because you were going to Korean church.
Yeah,
and
right.
Korean church is certainly different than coming to Harmony.
Yes, very different. Very different.
Right.
Yeah.
So what happened for you in which you were saying, I need something different?
Mm-hmm. No, even though when I was in the, you know, the college, like earlier, right, around the 20 years old, I was a very liberal person, you know. Mm. everybody said that, oh, Sandy, you don't look Korean. You look American. It's like that, right? But the Korean church is a very, very conservative, right? But I never think about we have a different kind of a churches existed, you know. So anyway, my brother is a pastor, so I have to serve some kind of a job in the church, right? So I never think about that I could go some other churches, right? Then when after my kids grow up, right, they don't want to attend the Korean church because it's too conservative and then they don't like the way. Mm. So my kids left the Korean church first, right? But I still there, right? Then Joey tried to find out what she really liked. She attended many big churches, right? Then she found Harmony. Then she's been here like a year. Then she told me, Mom, I really like the church. I found what I want, right? So I said, okay, I'm going to think about that, right? Because I like to be attend all my family plus me together. So they don't want to come back Korean church. Then I have to move to American church, then we attend together, right? So I came here. So good. I really liked it. Even the first time I visited here, I feel free. Mm. I feel free. So I keep coming.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Because when I was in, you know, attend the Korean church, many, many ideas what pastor says, I don't agree with him. Mm. So I don't feel comfortable, you know. Every time whenever he sermon, and then when I'm sitting there, then I don't agree like that. But I can keep going there. So.
Well, I'm so impressed by your presence. And again, it's a blessing for us. And I give thanks for Joy coming here to Harmony, which then led for you to come in. And I know how much family means to you. But you set, so it's interesting. You set the tone when you wake up with prayer. It then leads into your day.
Right.
I see you come here and you set the tone for worship.
Right.
Because I see you and you pray here before worship even starts.
Right. Yes, I prepare myself. So I always come earlier, you know, that like 15 minutes earlier. Mm-hmm. Right. And I set the always the same spot and pray for the service. Yeah.
But I feel like, too, you're not only preparing yourself, but you are lifting up prayers for the church.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Which is, again.
Yeah, I prayed all the church members, right? Then second, I pray for the, you know, the praising band and then you and some other people, right? They lead the service, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Then I pray to UMC. You know, we have a big problem now. Many Korean church left, actually, UMC, yeah. Right? So sad story. So I pray for the UMC and then other churches, right? Then last minute, I pray for the nation. Mm-hmm. See, hard, you know, how hard right now is all the nations that have separated and then they hate each other. I really painful. Mm. So I pray for that, so.
Yeah, it is painful, isn't it?
It is painful. Yeah, some people, it's like you're like a Trump supporter, right? I cannot talk to them, sorry. I can't talk to them, it's very hard.
Mm. Mm. But you don't hate them.
Yeah, of course not. I hate them. I think the way they don't know. That's why they believe that. They don't know. That's why they trust them like that. I feel that way. Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's interesting, too, about the Korean church. And you know, I'm a delegate, general conference delegate.
Right.
But it is unfortunate that one issue, particular about the LGBTQ community,
right.
This one issue has caused a division. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, that's we're leaving over that.
Right.
It's like, really? It's not one table.
I know. They are, well, it's a very, well, they believe that way. So what could I say? They just believe what Bible says, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't think the basic spirit over there. They just believe what they says in reading, right?
So we're looking at it as black and white.
Yeah, black and white. There we go.
Mm-hmm. When did your mind shift about the LGBTQ community? Mm-hmm. Did it ever shift for you about people who are gay, lesbian?
Yeah, I don't feel anything. So they're all, same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all same, the God's precious creation,
And you've always felt that?
Yes. No, before when I was young, I didn't feel that way.
Uh-huh.
Right. Getting older, then is my mind is more open and more open. So I think that different way now, yes.
Mm. Well, we are so thankful to have you here and understand the importance that faith has played in your life as well as prayer. So I only want to ask you one other question, and then, of course, if there's something else you want to talk about, just let's have at it.
Okay.
So those grandkids, and now you have a third grandchild. Yay.
Three of them, yes.
That's fantastic. So do you ever talk to Wesley or Nori, who are the two oldest? Mm-hmm. Do you ever talk to them about faith?
Yes, I do, mm-hmm. all the time. Yes. Well, I have to take care of him because Peter and Joy has to work, right? I took them to take a walk every day, 30 minutes. Same course, every day, same time, right? And then when we see the flowers, when we see the little insect, some kind of roly-poly or the butterfly, and then they like to see that, right? Then I explained it. Look, Nori, look at the dandelion, right? How they bloom up, They instead of look at this little seed, right? They scale it out there and they're far from there, and their seeds there, then the another flower is going there, like that. And who's going to do that? And then, of course, she doesn't know answer, right? She says, look at me like this, and I explain. There is a higher power, right? I said, Creator, He created me, Grandma, He created you, right? Everything we exist here, He created that. And then I explained the way. Yeah.
Well, I know that they love you so much, as we do. And also, wow, thank you so much for the Sunday brunch that you made for us not too long ago. That was great Korean food, and what a joy we had enjoying that. And we look forward to the next time. Well, anything else you'd like to share? No? You good?
It's been really hard. It's not hard, It's because... I practiced how to make a food fast in Korea church. I was a ladies group chair, right? Then I have to prepare like a Friday dinner, like Saturday morning, and then the Sunday, the lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I have to prepare. So I have a good skill now, very quick to
cook. Well. Your skill is outstanding.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You made a lot of people happy on that Sunday when we enjoyed that food for brunch and learn Sunday. Well, thank you so much, Sandy. It is always a joy to be able to spend time with you. And we want to say thank you to our listening audience for the Our Story, the podcast. This is, again, Sandy Lee having a conversation with me, and we are so thankful that you have joined us today. Yeah. And please listen, share, tell about this podcast and all the wonderful things that are going on here at Harmony. Download the episode. But in the meantime, enjoy this day, and you as well, Sandy. And I wish you peace.
Thanks for listening to Our Story, the podcast, with your host, Pastor Mark Stevenson. This month's guest was Sandy Lee, and this episode was recorded and mixed by me, Donna Miller. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe to Our Story, the podcast, so you never miss a new episode. You're listening to the Harmony Podcast Network, sponsored in part by Hollywood United Methodist Church. Find us on Instagram at Harmony_TLC and on Facebook at HarmonyTL. We'll see you next month for a conversation with Juan Carrillo. Until then, as Pastor Mark likes to say, peace.